sad to think that that is the last newscast from Radio London, the station that started the first ever offshore news service. I hope it has been a service, and that I will once again be able to say, Paul Kay reporting.
Yes, a sad time indeed, Paul. Anyway, girls, let me remind you for the very last time, and I'm sad that it's the last time because this is such a wonderful offer on the market at the moment. Look, transparent cooking film, because you can see right through Look. It's great for wrapping sandwiches and keeping your food fresh in the fridge, and you use Look for roasting as well. It lets you see when the meat's overcooked and you don't take it off for browning. But anyway, look out for Look, because we'll all be looking out for Look as well ourselves in the shops. It's in the blue and orange triangular pack at your grocer, stationer or hardware shop.
Hi, this is Madeline Bell. I want to say it's a real drag that Radio London should be coming off. I'm sure I'm speaking for a lot of other pop singers when I say that this is a real drag. And I'd like to say good luck to all the DJs and all the staff of Radio London. And I hope to hear from you soon.
Madeline Bell here on Radio London. Thank you, Madeline, for that message. On Radio London, as the minutes tick away, we're now going to hear from two more Radio London disc jockeys.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm very thankful for this last opportunity to say goodbye and best wishes to Radio London's vast audience. I could talk for hours about the gratitude in my heart for the reception I've received in this country and on the Radio London team. As an American with 12 years in broadcasting, I've never experienced such a wonderful, steadfast, loyal audience as I have during the past 14 months in offshore radio. The thing that impresses me the most was that I was accepted before having to prove myself. To the wonderful team of Radio London, to the professional team of Radio London, to the incredulously loyal audience, and to all my friends that have heard me when I was at my best and at my worst, I bid you fond farewell, cheers, take care, and God bless.
Dear sir, I am returning these gloves because I feel...
Whenever you want to say, you can say it better when you type. Sight and sound education can teach you to type in just 12 hours. You drop in for only 1 hour a day, any time that suits you up till 8 at night. In a fortnight, you'll be touch typing like the professionals, and all you pay is 12 guineas. With Sight and Sound, you learn the easy way. You learn automatically. No textbooks, no teachers, no practice. You don't even have to concentrate. Call us at 636-8873 or write to Sight and Sound 214, Oxford Street, Oxford Circus, London W1. Don't bother to type your letter. We'll look after that.
You get a quick tan with QT, a double tan, you see.
It tans you anytime,
rain or shine, when you use QT.
QT quick tanning lotion tans you in 3 to 5 hours with or without the sun. Apply QT tonight, wake up tomorrow with a gorgeous tan. Use QT in the sun, see your tan deepen.
You get a quicker tan, a double tan, when you use QT. cuties.
Now available in England from all chemists and leading stores.
Hello, everyone. This is Chris Denning. You know, it's very nearly 12 months since I left Radio London, Big L, if you like. And although it's such a long time ago, I still think back to it as one of the most important parts of my career to date. More important, I think I look back to it as one of the happiest times I spent those 6 months on Big L. Really great. Anyway, this is just a brief goodbye to everyone on the ship and to wish them all the best of luck. And most important of all, a goodbye to you, the Big L listeners. Cheerio, everyone.
We interrupt this program to bring you an urgent message for all smokers going abroad this summer.
Super Kings!
Come back with a Super Tan and Dumouriez Super Kings. The longer than king-size British cigarettes you've been longing to smoke. They're export only.
Longer than king-size, smoother than king-size. Super Kings!
Smoke Super Kings abroad. Bring a carton back.
Hello, everybody. This is Dave Cash, a voice you probably haven't heard on Radio London for quite a while. I'd like to take this opportunity to say goodbye to the Big L because of the fact without it, a lot of things could never have happened for me and for a lot of other people. It gave me a start in Britain, as it gave a lot of disc jockeys and a lot of artists. And it is the saddest thing that I ever have to say since I've been here is goodbye to a radio station that I believe in. And I also talk, I'm sure, as he will later on, about Kenny Everett because of the fact that Big L gave the Kenny Cash program the biggest boost that ever happened. And if we do get back on another radio station somewhere, sometime, the Big L gave us our start, and we want to thank them for it. Thank you.
When you rent a car from Avis, would you make two promises, please? Promise to fasten your seatbelt for your sake, and promise to pay Avis for Avis's sake. Fair enough, isn't it? Avis is the name. Mayfair 7811 is their number. Remember it. Mayfair 7811.
Hello, this is Jonathan King here. A lot of you in Radio London will know that I am very, very attached indeed to the ship and all the people on it. I've been out there a number of times and I've had many, many happy times with the disc jockeys and the staff. It's very heartrending for me to hear that the station is going off. I'm very delighted to hear that it is going up with such dignity. All the time that it has been on the air, it has given and it has had faith in people. And this is something which is very hard to find in our life and society as it is at the moment. I think Radio London has given so much to the whole of the English nation. And I, for one, am very, very grateful to it.
Streets full of people, all alone. Roads full of houses, never home. Church full of singing, out of tune. Everyone's gone to the moon. Eyes full of sorrow, never wet. Full of money, all in debt. Sun coming out in the middle of June. Everyone's gone to the moon. Long time ago, life had begun. Everyone went to the sun. Hearts full of motors, painted green. Mouths full of chocolate, covered cream. Arms that can only lift a spoon. Everyone's gone to the moon. Everyone's gone to the moon. Everyone's gone to the moon.
Yes, and just to think, Jonathan, it was almost 2 years to the day when that became a great big hit all over the country. Jonathan King's lovely song, Everyone's Gone to the Moon.
Use Vitalis.
Don't ruin your hair with messy grease.
Pure and natural.
Or make it dry and dull with water.
Keeps your hair in place today.
Use Vitalis, the hairdressing that's clear, clean and natural.
Use Vitalis, pure and natural. Keeps your hair in place today.
Vitalis Secret, it's the only hairdressing with invisible V-serum
that keeps your hair in place all day.
Do your hair a favour.
Greetings to Mrs. Keith Skews, and saying, rather sadly for the second time around, goodbye. It was only some 3 weeks ago that I said cheerio before I went off on holiday, and now, having returned today and duly been suntanned on both my left and right kneecap, I find that the Marine Offences Bill is about to become law. The Marine Offences Bill, which forbids British subjects to serve on offshore radio stations. 15th of August 1967 is indeed a very black, a sad day in offshore history. During the past 3 years, the pace and interest in radio has more than trebled, and the sales of radios have quadrupled. Offshore has been directly responsible, offshore radio that is. Over the past 3 years, a large number of pop stars have been born and a number of new record companies launched. Moreover, the listeners, you at home, have been well satisfied with the sounds emanating from your radio sets. Well, I briefly would just like to express my sincere thanks to Philip Birch, our managing director, and also to Alan Keane, the program director, Alan, incidentally, who doesn't want his name mentioned, and to all the Radio London staff at 17 Curzon Street, as indeed to the captain and crew of the MV Galaxy, the disc jockeys, and the engineers, and we mustn't forget the cook as well on board. All have helped to make 1966 and 1967 very happy years in the life of one Richard Keith Skews, and I'd like to thank you at home, the listeners to Radio London, most sincerely for being absolutely wonderful and for allowing me to lurk locally inside your radio sets. Well, Keith Skew signing off now, wishing you everything you wish yourselves.
Have you ever been?
Have you ever been?
Well, needless to say, you're okay with wonderful Radio London.
You're listening to the final minutes in the life of Radio London and to the voices of DJs, past and present.
Hi, good people. This is TV on Radio Tommy Vance. Although I've only been associated with Radio London for something like 2 weeks, I feel as sad as everybody else that is coming off the air. It's been a part of an era that has proved something in broadcasting, especially in this, the United Kingdom. I've had a wonderful time, and I know you have by virtue of seeing all your letters that have come into Radio London. I only hope in the future something else is going to come along that's going to be just as good and just as wonderful. But I also hope that you will never really ever forget Radio London. So for the final time, this is TV on Radio, Tommy Vance saying specifically to all of you good, loyal Radio London listeners out there, goodbye.
Thank you very much, Tommy. And indeed, many of the people who will be sad to lose Radio London are the people who have been able to sell their products over our station. We talk about the advertisers. We've had advertisers who've had serious commercials, funny commercials, and catchy musical jingles. And our last commercial on Radio London is one of those catchy musical jingles, Contulus Cigarettes.
Get the new idea in smoking. Come in on the move to Menthol Fresh Consulate. Consulate combines menthol freshness with rich Virginia tobacco and a firm white filter. Menthol Fresh. Cool, fresh Consulate. Cool as a mountain stream. By Rothmans of Pall Mall.
Hi there, this is Dusty Springfield on Radio London. And I suppose it's sort of sad, really, saying a goodbye to all the people who listen to Radio London. That's millions and millions, I'm sure. And I hope it won't be too long before we're all again listening to Big L. I want to thank everybody there for being so kind to me and playing my records. And my mum said this morning, actually, I was talking to her, said She doesn't quite know what she's going to do. She says she'd go potty without Radio London. So best wishes to everybody. And let's hope that we'll all be listening again pretty soon. Bye-bye and thanks.
Left alone with just a memory. Life seems dead and so unreal. All that's left.
Thank you, Dusty. You don't have to say you love me. Well, what more can I say? It's time for me to say goodbye. When I think back to about 2.5 years ago when I arrived back in England from Hong Kong, a penniless bass player and a hick jock, and then Radio London gave me the chance to come into your homes, which has been the most wonderful thing in the last 2 years. It's given me the chance to meet Myrtle, get a name of Stewpot. In fact, it's given me a complete life for 2 whole years as I've been out here on the ship, and I wouldn't have missed it for the world. And now I want to say hi to somebody who's become such a huge name on Radio London, right around the country, Tom Jones.
I've been in love so many times, thought I knew the score. But now you've treated me sort of wrong, I can't take any more. And it looks like I'm never gonna fall in love again. Fall in love. I'm never gonna fall in love. Just broke down and cried, and it looks like I'm never gonna fall in love again.
So there we go, Tom Jones, I'll Never Fall in Love Again. And Tom, since you had your first hit with us here on Radio London, it's not unusual, and right up till I'll Never Fall in Love Again, you've been wonderful.
This is Ringo, and I'm just saying cheerio to all you Radio London listeners, because as you know, we're going off the air. It's a bit of a pity, and the radio will never be the same, but it's one of those things. Cheerio.
Mention has been made of the fact that mine was the first voice to be heard on Radio London. It will also be the last in regrettably few minutes from now. But before that, please allow me to introduce the managing director of Radio London, Mr. Philip Birch.
It was just 3 years ago this month that the idea for Radio London was born. 4 months after that time, Radio London was on the air. And 4 months after that, national opinion polls showed that it had millions of listeners. Now it's to end. During the past 3 years, I feel that Radio London has done very little harm, but an awful lot of good. During those 3 years, it's helped organizations such as the Institute for the Blind, Oxfam, the Cancer Fund, the Lifeboat Service, to raise funds for their very worthwhile causes. It saved the life of an airman who bailed out of the, over the North Sea and was picked up by Radio London's tender. In closing, Radio London would like to give very special thanks to Lord Denham, who fought our case in the House of Lords, and to Lord Arran for all of his help, to the Shadow Postmaster General, Paul Bryan, to Ian Gilmore and the other MPs who stood up in the House of Commons and fought our case. I would like to give my personal thanks to all of the staff at 17 Curzon Street, to all of the DJs, to Captain Bunninger and his crew, to the 1,027 advertisers who have supported Radio London in the last 3 years and used Radio London to help sell their products. But most of all, I'd like to thank you, one of the 12 million listeners in the UK and the 4 million listeners in Holland, France, Belgium, Germany, and the other countries on the continent, for all of the support that you have given Radio London during the last 3 years. If during that time Radio London has brought a little warmth, a little friendliness, a little happiness in your life, then it's all worthwhile. As one listener put it, the world will get by without Big L, but I'm not sure that it will be a better place. Thank you.
I noticed I was late. Found my coat and grabbed my hat. Made the bus in seconds flat. Found my way upstairs and had a smoke. And somebody spoke and I went into a dream.
Time is 3 o'clock and Radio London is now closing down.
Miguel, boy.